my whole sales methodology that I teach is called outcome-centered selling. And I look at that from two different angles, really. Number one is I want the advisor to be focusing on what's my outcome? What do I want to accomplish here? And think of as many things as you can. Like in a traditional client meeting where you'd go, I've got five outcomes that I laid out. Five outcomes that you should be trying to accomplish all five of these. You're most of the time not going to get all five, but the way that I would look at it is if you can get one or two out of every meeting, then every meeting is going to be a success, and you're never going to feel like you're wasting your time, and you're always going to be moving the ball down the field. Number one is new, fresh money that you can invest and collect a commission on. Number two is new assets that you can gather that you may or may not be able to invest right now. They may be just things that you're transferring in from another firm. Number three is repositioning the portfolio, even if it doesn't generate any revenue. Because the number one thing that clients seem to complain about, and particularly like in fee-based types accounts, the number one thing that you hear, the pathway to losing a fee-based account, is having three things happen. Number one, the market goes down. Number two, we haven't done any movement around in the portfolio at all. Number three, client gets whacked for their quarterly fee. Number four, they pick up the phone and say, this is stupid, I don't want to do this anymore. And you say, what? We're doing well here. And the client says, no, we're not doing well at all. I just looked at my statement and I'm down X percentage over the last 3 months. You guys didn't do anything. I'm theoretically paying you to manage my money for me, but I don't see any quote-unquote money management here, and you just whacked me for another fee. So if we're sitting down and having a meeting with a client and they are out of balance with their goals and objectives, which most people today are, if they haven't had a review in a while, if you can make a move to say, you know what, I think we need to be moving a little bit of money into international, or a little bit of money into this commodities fund, or we need to get our growth and value balance back in line again. We need to move a little bit of money out of long-term bonds into shorter-term bonds because I'm worried about interest rates going up. Or whatever it is, even if it does not generate any revenue for you today, what it's showing the client is. And in fact, sometimes the fact that you can say to them is, the great thing about this managed portfolio that you're in is this is not going to generate a fee or anything. You've got the freedom to move this, which is the reason that I love this account. There's no conflict of interest where you're worried about, am I making this recommendation just because I've got my eye on a new Acura that's come out? This is not going to generate any revenue for me, but it's the right thing to do for you, so I want to make this recommendation. Well, now all of a sudden you're detaching your advice from the conflict of it generating a fee, therefore building rapport. Those are the first three. So new cash that will generate revenue, new assets that will be the seeds of future revenue, or a realignment of the portfolio to bring them back in line with their goals and objectives, which also might have changed. So that's number three. Four is a referral of your client. So somebody, one of your partners, the new banker that you just met, or one of the other bankers that you work, one of the FSs in the branch, or an estate planning attorney, or charitable giving attorney, or a CPA, or a bookkeeper, or it could be a high-end travel agent. It could be a security protection expert, or lots of things that it could be. If you're able to refer that client to somebody inside of your circle of influence, you're doing two things when you do that. Number one is you're showing the client that this relationship is about a lot more than just your money, which definitely builds rapport. Number two, you're now creating through the law of reciprocity the need for these guys to refer back to you. You know, as you give them a referral, their need and desire and propensity to give you a referral back again suddenly increases. So that's goal number four. Goal number five is a referral from your client.